Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus English. My name is Angeline.
Hello, this is Celine.
So this is day two of our supermarket article, okay? And yesterday our friends Marie and Sean stopped by the supermarket on their way home.
That's right. Marie wants to make spaghetti, so she needs to pick up a few items.
So she needs to get some meat, onions, spaghetti noodles, and mushrooms. Am I forgetting anything?
I think that's all, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Sean and Marie went to the produce section to get onions and mushrooms. They also went to the meat section to get ground beef.
Right, ground beef, which is like the beef that's really chopped up into small pieces, mm-hmm. right? So let's continue reading our article to see what Marie and Sean get up to at the supermarket.
Shopping at the supermarket.
Marie and Sean are looking for the rest of the things on their shopping list.
I think the spaghetti noodles are down this aisle.
Have you tried any of these pasta sauces before?
I've tried this one. It's pretty good.
Let's get it. We also need to get cheese. I love cheese.
We'll find that in the dairy section.
Do we need anything else?
Let's get a loaf of bread from the bakery section.
The toilet paper is on sale. Oh, that reminds me. We're running out. We should get some.
I think we have everything we need. Let's go to the checkout.
There's just one other thing I want to buy. Candy.
Sean picks out some candy while Marie waits in line.
Try, 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 tried, tried. I tried pig's blood cake for the first time yesterday. I tried pig's blood cake for the first time yesterday. Bakery, bakery. Troy went to the bakery to buy some bread. Troy went to the bakery to buy some bread. Toilet paper. Toilet paper. This public bathroom does not provide toilet paper. This public bathroom does not provide toilet paper. Remind, remind. Can you remind me to send this card? Can you remind me to send this card? So again, our article begins with a scenario, mm-hmm. okay? It says, Marie and Sean are looking for the rest of the things on their shopping list. Mm-hmm. So they also need to, they still need to get spaghetti noodles and cheese, right?
一开始就是一个场景哦, 那 Marie and Sean 就看着购物清单上剩下的东西, 他说我还需要买意大利面条和起司。
So Marie and Sean are probably in the noodle section or the international section where they sell international mm-hmm. cuisines. So Marie says, I think the spaghetti noodles are down this aisle. So you've probably all been to a supermarket before, right? So you know the products are displayed on the shelf and there's this path that you walk on, right? The products are here and then there's a path that you walk on. This path is called an aisle. Aisle.
Yeah, it could be international section, I think. Mm-hmm. So there might be ramen or other kinds of noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marie 说我想意大利面条就在这条走道。那走道 aisle 这个字的念法要注意一下、哦、它的发音里面呢是没有 s 的音的，所以是念成 aisle。
Right, that's important to say. So when you go to the movie theaters, you know the passage that people walk on to get to their rows? That's also called an aisle.
I think on the airplane too, right?
Yes, airplane.
对啊，飞机里面啊，和电影院走道里面的这个走道也是 aisle.
So Sean looks around the aisle and comes across something. He says, Have you tried any of these pasta sauces before? So to try a food or a drink means to taste it. Supermarkets usually have samples of food or drinks so customers can try or taste it before they buy it.
Try 这个动词呢就是尝试，那通常超市里面呢都会有试吃活动，那就 Sean 就问 Marie 说，你试过这里任何一种意大利面酱吗？这时候 Sean 一定很希望可以试吃一下吧。 Too bad the supermarket didn't offer samples.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't like it when that happens. Okay, let's use try in a sentence. I tried pig's blood cake for the first time yesterday. I tried pig's blood cake for the first time yesterday.
Have you?
No, that sentence is not something that I... not true of me.
好，那这个意思呢，就是我昨天第一次尝试了猪血糕。
So Marie takes a look at the sauce and says, I've tried this one. It's pretty good.
原来 Marie 试过其中一款耶，她就说，诶，我试过这种，蛮好吃的。
So it's always best to buy something you know is good because not all the things in a supermarket are the same or they don't all taste good either, right?
Yeah.
So since Marie says it's pretty good, which is, you know, it's delicious, Sean says, let's get it, okay? And after that, he also says, we also need to get cheese. I love cheese.I love cheese. That's true of me.
Me too. Sean 就说，哎，那我们就买这一罐。我们还要买这个起司。我最爱起司了。Who doesn't?
I know, right? Do you like yogurt, milk, all these things?
Yeah.
Dairy products. They're called dairy products. Yeah. We're actually going to talk about that in our next line. So Marie knows her stuff. Okay. She knows the supermarket inside and out. She knows where everything is. She says we'll find that in the dairy section.So dairy refers to products like milk, butter, cheese, and yogurt. Sometimes you'll even find eggs in the dairy section too.
Marie 真的是很了解超市哦。她就说我们会在乳制品区找到起司，或任何其实刚刚说的乳制品，像是牛奶起司或者是优格，我们都可以说是 dairy.
So Marie and Sean have everything they need to make spaghetti, but maybe there's something else they need to buy. So he says, do we need anything else? Sean is really, that's a good guy.
He's very thoughtful. He just likes to buy, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 他们已经买了这个做意大利面要没有要 sorry, 要用的东西。那 Sean 还是以防万一的说，诶，我们还需要买其他东西吗？That's when you start to buy things you don't need.
That's true, but I think you should buy things that are on sale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Marie thinks of something. She says, let's get a loaf of bread from the bakery section. So the word loaf is used to describe a whole bread, okay? A loaf is usually cut up into slices.
Marie 还真的要买东西，她说我们去烘焙区买条吐司吧。A loaf of bread 是一条吐司或是一条面包的意思。那我们还可以使用哪些量词来说食物呢？ Let's go to our magic box.
Magic box 找亮点。
I'm hungry. What should I eat? Some dumplings? A hamburger? Or a piece of toast?
为什么不能直接说 a toast? 今天 Winnie 就要来教教大家英文里大家觉得最头痛的量词。其实也没有这么令人讨厌啦，中文里我们也有使用量词的习惯啊，可能因为有个这么白用的量词，这个人、这个狗、这个房子，所以大家觉得量词好像在中文里比较简单。但其实英文里只要是不可数名词，就不能在前面加 a 或 an 来代表一个单位。这时候呢，我们就得学学英文里的量词该怎么表示咯。民以食为天嘛，要学什么就当然要从食物开始咯，要先把自己喂饱最重要啦。比如一开始 toast 上面呢，我们可以说一片吐司或是一条吐司，英文的量词当然也会有不一样啦。我们来看看，可以用 a piece of 来表示一片， a piece of bread, a piece of cake, a piece of cookies 等等，这个很常用。再来呢， a piece 呢也可以来表示用在其他地方，例如 a piece of clothing 一件衣服，或是 take out a piece of paper, 拿出一张纸等等的。回到食物，刚刚说一片吐司，那如果是一条吐司或是一条面包，我们固定会用 loaf, L-O-A-F, a loaf of toast, a loaf of bread. What else? Pizza, 你有听过 a pizza, 但这里要记得这是一份 pizza, 你知道可能八到十二片。如果你要说的是一片 pizza, 除了 a piece, 还可以学这个字 slice, S-L-I-C-E, a slice of pizza, a slice of ham, 一片火腿等等。越讲我肚子越饿， I should just go get a slice of pizza for a snack. See you later!
Welcome back, guys. So a bakery is the place where bread and cakes are made or sold, okay? Mm-hmm. So therefore, the bakery section is a section where the bakery is.
Yeah, that's simple.
Here is an example sentence for the word bakery. Troy went to the bakery to buy some bread. Troy went to the bakery to buy some bread.
Bakery 呢就是烘焙坊啊，或者是那个面包店的意思。那有些超市会有卖面包的地方，那就是 bakery section。那我们例句就说啦， Troy 去面包店买了些面包。
So they continue to walk around the supermarket and Sean notices something. Sean's very observant. Like he knows everything. He can find the beef right away. He can find this. He can do that. Okay, he says...The toilet paper is on sale.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah, so toilet paper, if you haven't guessed already, is the paper that you use when you're when you go to the bathroom, okay? It's the soft, thin paper used for cleaning yourself after you have used the toilet.
Mm.
Yeah, sometimes you could use that to blow your nose.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, I need that a lot.
Yeah.
I sneeze a lot. 好啦，我们拿了这个面包以后，这个 Sean 跟 Marie 拿面包以后，可能经过了卫生纸区，那 Sean 就看到卫生纸在特价，哎，他就这样说。那 toilet 是马桶和厕所的意思。那特别说是厕所用的卫生纸的时候，我们就会说 toilet paper.Is there a difference between tissue and toilet paper?
There is, actually. I think it's less obvious in Taiwan because I have seen in Taiwan toilet paper that comes in a, not really a box, but it's like a plastic material.
Mm.
And one sheet comes out. But the toilet paper in North America, it's in a roll. So it only comes out as a square and you take out as many as you want. So toilet paper is the one that you would use to wipe your...your back.
Yeah, I know.
Your butt. And then tissue would be ones you use to wipe your face, your mouth. Usually tissue is a bit thicker.
Okay, 原来 tissue 和 toilet paper 真的有点不一样，因为通常 toilet paper 真的是就是 contain roll, 对，就是用一个纸卷的样子。
And it's thinner.
Yeah, 薄一点。
So let's use toilet paper in a sentence. This public bathroom does not provide toilet paper. This public bathroom does not provide toilet paper.
这间公共厕所没有提供卫生纸哦。
So in our sentence, on sale means that this item can be bought at a lower price than usual. My favorite way to buy stuff.
Yeah. On sale 呢就是说东西在打折啊或者是特价的意思，这个字要学起来哦。
Okay, so after noticing the sale and looking at the toilet paper, Sean says, oh, that reminds me, we're running out. So to remind someone means to make someone remember something. Here is an example sentence.Can you remind me to send this card? Can you remind me to send this card?
这个 Sean 呢，他就看着卫生纸说，这提醒了我，我们快要没有卫生纸了。Remind 就是提醒，就是让人想起一件事的意思。那例句的意思就是说，你可以提醒我要寄这张卡片吗？
So Sean also says they're running out of toilet paper, right? To run out of something means to use something completely so that nothing is left.
Sean 就说，其实卫生纸快用完了嘛。他用的片语呢是 run out。如果要说什么东西快用完，我们可以在后面加一个 of。Run out of something， 像是卫生纸快用完了，我们就可以说 we are running out of toilet paper。但前一句才说嘛，那所以我们这边呢就没有提到了。
It's a good thing Sean remembers because toilet paper is something you really don't want to run out of, right? So Sean says we should get some. Very logical.
Sean 就说，我们应该要买一些卫生纸。真的，如果我没有卫生纸，我大概会很惊慌。I'll panic.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. And what if you're home alone? Nobody can. help you get some. Okay, next Marie says, I think we have everything we need. Let's go to the checkout. So the checkout is the place you bring your items so you can pay. And you know the person who works at the checkout? That person is called a cashier. C-A-S-H-I-E-R, cashier.
好 ,Marie 接着就说呢，我们该买的东西都买了 ,we have everything we need, let's go to the checkout, 就是我们去结账吧。那 checkout 这里的这个字呢就是结账柜台。那 cashier, 这边就是收银员的意思啦。
So, but just before Marie and Sean pay for their items, Sean says, there's just one other thing I want to buy.Candy.
Oh, Sean 就说还有个东西我想要买，这就是一个糖果了，他想要糖果了。
So our article ends with the following scenario. Sean picks out some candy while Marie waits in line.
最后场景里面呢 ,Sean 就去拿了些糖果，那 Marie 呢就继续排队了。
So we've come to the end of our article, but please stay tuned for a wrap up.So during our lesson just now, the both of us were like, we buy things on sale, right?
Yeah.
All the time. I have to make sure it's on sale before I buy it. So even if the thing is, say, let's say the thing is $500, okay?
Okay.
The original price was $700. And if I saw an original price sweater for $500, I would buy that $500 one that's on sale, even though it's the same price. Because I feel like I need to make sure it's on sale. I don't want to buy anything original.
But how about you really want it? I mean, right now, but it's not on sale.
I will use self-control. I will stop myself.
I have a strong will.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm not that kind of person. not that kind of person who buys on impulse.
Oh, no. You need to start learning how to buy things on sale.
Yeah, it's like when it's on sale, it's...my luck, but it's not.
I see.
Oh, but anyway.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know what you guys have, how you guys buy things. Maybe you guys have your own way of saving money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't have to buy things on sale. Maybe you buy less. Because even though I buy stuff on sale, I might be buying more than you.
Okay. Total will be...amazing.
Anyways, that's all the time we have for today. This is Angeline.
And this is Celine.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't wait to say goodbye to this place forever.
I can't wait to say goodbye to this place forever.
Hey guys, this is Alvin. 想当初啊，感性的我在毕业典礼总是哭得稀里哗啦的。I was sad to say goodbye to my school. 太多的美好回忆，太多的青春年华，太多的帅哥在身边。没有啦，不过像我这样哭得稀里哗啦的人很多，急着想走的朋友可也是一大堆啦。他们是这么说的 ：I can't wait to say goodbye to this place forever. 我等不。要跟这里永别了，天哪，到底是多急，好歹也是个待了好几年充满回忆的地方。我看啊，他是因为太常被老师定才会这样了，真的是很不乖哦。那么剧中的 can't wait to do something 就是指忍不住或是等不及想要做某件事啊。例如 I can't wait to go home after work， 我下班后都忍不住想要冲回家了。 Because I can't wait to see my favorite Korean drama， 我等不及要看我最爱的韩剧啦。 Say goodbye to somewhere， 当然就是指跟某个地方说拜拜啦。 Say goodbye， say goodbye， 不好意思啦，感冒了，唱得有点难听哦，不好意思。句尾的 forever 呢，不用说，当然就是情人最爱说的永永远远啦。 I'm gonna love you forever。补充一个词，常常呢听到人家说 BFF， 其实呢它就是 Best Friends Forever 的缩写哦，永远的好朋友啦。毕业之际记得多跟你的 BFF Best Friends Forever 多拍拍照哦，毕业之后也要继续保持联络的。好，那我们最后就再来复习一次吧。I can't wait to say goodbye to this place forever， 我等不及要跟这里永别了。I can't wait to say goodbye to this place forever. So, I'm gonna go. Bye!
I can't wait to say goodbye to this place forever.
I can't wait to say goodbye to this place forever. Shopping at the supermarket.
Marie and Sean are looking for the rest of the things on their shopping list.
I think the spaghetti noodles are down this aisle.
Have you tried any of these pasta sauces before?
I've tried this one. It's pretty good.
Let's get it. We also need to get cheese. I love cheese.
We'll find that in the dairy section.
Do we need anything else?
Let's get a loaf of bread from the bakery section.
The toilet paper is on sale. Oh, that reminds me. We're running out. We should get some.
I think we have everything we need. Let's go to the checkout.
There's just one other thing I want to buy. Candy.
Sean picks out some candy while Marie waits in line.
Try. 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 Tried. Tried. I tried pig's blood cake for the first time yesterday. I tried pig's blood cake for the first time yesterday. Bakery. Bakery. Troy went to the bakery to buy some bread. Troy went to the bakery to buy some bread. Toilet paper. Toilet paper. This public bathroom does not provide toilet paper. This public bathroom does not provide toilet paper. Remind. Remind. Can you remind me to send this card? Can you remind me to send this card?